Bianca Butters, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions. I don't mean to judge. Actually, I do. But the rand is weakening. What's going on?
Good morning, Howard. Well, I'm going to start off judging President Trump once again. the China and the U.S. are back at it. China actually came and they imposed a tariff on $75 billion worth of U.S. goods. And then Donald Trump came and announced 5% tariff on $550 billion worth of Chinese goods. And on top of that, he actually ordered U.S. companies to shut down their Chinese operations. So markets are really not in a good space at the morning. You can imagine that emerging markets are coming under quite a bit of strain, and investors are fleeing to safe haven assets, causing the gold price to rally to a six-year high.
When I'm definitely getting the sense, and I don't know if I'm wrong, but one gets the sense that this trade war has gone on longer than anybody would have expected. We see normally with Donald Trump and his style is he goes in very aggressively and then people kind of resolve. But the Chinese actually just haven't backed down. And I think he might have met his match here.
Absolutely. I agree with you that he's met his match. I also think that he's using it as a strategy to win the election. So he is coming to market quite harshly. He is generating information in the U.S. population that China is the enemy. And unfortunately, as we know, conflict in the U.S. tends to lead to economic growth, and they're always looking for a common enemy. So unfortunately, it is a strategy we've seen across the U.S. over the past couple of decades now, but China definitely not backing down. They definitely not crumbling under his pressure, and they're actually coming back and retaliating against him. But all in all, definitely not a good story for the rest of the world.
No, absolutely not. What can we expect from the G7?
We are expecting them to look at the trade dynamic, global economic growth. And while the G7 tends to focus on how we can work together as on a global perspective and as the seven nations, this is now actually quite divisive, especially with Donald Trump coming out with these basically orders to the U.S. companies to shut down Chinese operations. So definitely a lot of focus there, and definitely a lot of focus on the growth and what we can expect and how we can actually work together in stimulating global growth to ensure that we don't go into a global recession or even worse, a depression.
What are the current levels of the rand against other currencies, and what are the ranges for today?
We are starting the day slightly weaker. We weakened about 0.8% in the overnight against the dollar. So starting off at 15.35 against the greenback, 17.12 against the euro, 18.85 against the pound, and 4.38 against the shekel. We can expect the rand to continue moving upwards. The trade tension in the market is very negative from a rand perspective, and we can potentially see a test the 15.50 level once again.
Bianca Butters, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, bringing you the Forex Report every morning at this time.